There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Our talking point this morning is the rise of the so-called blind CV. This is a CV that doesn't have your age, your nationality, your gender, and in some cases, not even your name, in a bid to avoid discrimination. So you are judged purely on your merits rather than on your demographics. One of the potential solutions to the inherent, sometimes unconscious bias when people are recruiting is to use artificial intelligence and robots to do the selection rather than people. And joining us in the studio now is the founder of a recruitment firm that does just that. Sahika Bennett is the CEO of Searchy. Sahika, good morning. Thanks very much indeed for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We'll get on to Searchy, your company, in a second and what it's doing to try and combat this. But first of all, the issue of blind CVs. I know this is something you're passionate about. In fact, you read the same article in Gulf News this weekend that we did, and it really spoke to you. Mm-hmm. Give us your thoughts.
Yeah, I think when I read it, there was obviously some research done behind it. And I did feel quite strongly because I do think there are solutions in the region for sure, like Searchy, where we are doing exactly that, taking away gender, not asking for nationality. And it's all about the hiring process. I think the norm is, without a doubt, to include those details, but we're actually taking a conscious step away from that because we do want the individual to be judged for who they actually are.
How big a problem is this? Not just here in Dubai, the UAE, the region where you live now, but in your native United Kingdom?
Huge. This is a problem that exists everywhere. I think the difference between this region and maybe the Western region is they've taken steps to at least put things in place, like it's illegal to have gender or date of birth on your CV and things like that. Whereas I think here we haven't really the steps haven't been there formally, like legally as such, like adhered to as they are. They're more conscious of it in the US and UK.
What did you see in the United Kingdom in terms of this kind of discrimination of age, of gender, of nationality, ethnicity, whatever it may be?
I remember being about 21 years old, and I remember my old boss at BT, where I worked at the time, and putting a CV in the bin. We won't be hiring one of those, was exactly what he said. I was shocked, really, really shocked to see discrimination so obvious in front of me. Having said that, that was a really long time ago. So I do think from there, companies are accountable, right? So I do feel like there's many stats they have to present every year in terms of their diversity to prove that they are hiring in a diverse way.
I guess when you think of a position, if you're a company, you want a role to fill, you draft up what you might like in that position, the sort of person that might fit in, young, dynamic, or slightly older, you want the experience, etc. But you'd also have in the back of your mind a salary. And quite often the salary that you set for that would delimit the type of people that might be able to accept it, because it is a salary that appeals to different nationalities, depending on how senior it is. How do you work the salaries into a blind CV? That's what I don't really quite understand. Is if your best applicant is the most expensive one to hire as well, and your budget doesn't allow for that, you're wasting your own time by interviewing people you can't afford.
I disagree. I think that let's leave this to the individuals, right? I've met some amazing people that are maybe directors or VPs that have been made redundant or lost their jobs. Salary to them is not the thing, right? To some people, money is really important. To other people, it's about having a job, being in the job that they love. So it shouldn't really be for the employer to decide that, okay, age is a reflection of salary. No, leave it to the individuals to be applying for jobs that they're well aware of and be willing to work for that, right? I took a huge pay cut when I moved to Dubai, and that was out of choice because I really wanted to move here and move for the job and move for the right reasons, right? So put it on the individual. The employers shouldn't automatically assume. And I think that's the problem with recruitment these days. There are so many assumptions.
Well, I think there'd be a certain amount of suspicion if you're trading down in terms of salary. Everyone says, well, why on earth would you trade down?
Well, people really, if they're working for something that they really want to make an impact in, for example, I meet people who want to maybe move into data science, have no experience, but have got some good understanding of IT. Now, they will be willing to take a hit short term for a pay cut, to move into that area if the employer is willing to train them. And really, training shouldn't just be defined on age, and it shouldn't just be like the youth.
Age is a very difficult one, isn't it, really? Because there are more and more people having to work longer until their pensions kick in. People are perhaps a little bit poorer than they used to be into your 50s and 60s. And yet, if you want somebody who's going to be with you for 20 or 30 years, obviously employing somebody who's 55 or 60 years old is not going to be the answer. At some point, when you get face to face, that discrimination will kick in.
Yeah, I think it exists, without a doubt it exists, whether we're looking at nationalities, whether we're looking at age, whether we're looking at gender. There is a huge amount of bias in the recruitment process, and that's exactly what we're working to eliminate, or at least to improve on, right? So to find a new way and a new way of hiring, basically, a new way of sourcing and screening and assessing. And really, this is where the AI is able to be quite fair, surprisingly enough, more than the human, right? Than the human biases that exist.
So explain very simply how it works. You set up Searchy based in Dubai about a year ago. You've already raised several million dollars in venture capital funding. AI is part of the recruitment process. It's not a pure AI tool. Mm. In very simple terms that my grandmother could understand, how does the AI filter candidates?
All right, so imagine I gave everybody out there a recruitment assistant called Sarah or Ahmed and say, here you go. This is the person that will be calling all your candidates. They'll be interviewing all your candidates. And once they've done that, and they'll match them on your company culture and values. Once they've done that, they'll present to you five people, and you can review their interviews and psychometric assessments. And you can do this in a day, 48 hours, or a week, depending on the role. Imagine that is what we're doing, but with an avatar, right? So it's an avatar that is actually asking customized questions. And I think the simple fact is that
The AI is interviewing them. It's not just scanning a CV.
No, it's interactive. So it's not scanning the CV. It's not looking for keywords, things like that. It's actually actively interviewing them, looking at microfacial analysis, the tone, their body language. And as human beings, if someone was to sit in front of me right now and I'm interviewing them, I'm already judging them from the minute they walk into the door. How do they sit? How engaged are they? Are they passionate about what they're saying? How is their tone? Does it match the words? This is exactly what the avatar is doing. We're looking at over 361,000 factors during a 20-minute interview, and not matching on what we believe. We're matching on what the employer has defined to us is their company culture.
Sahika, we'll have to leave it there. Fascinating subject. Sahika Bennett is the CEO of Searchy, artificial intelligence powered recruitment firm here in Dubai, talking about the issue of blind CVs here in Dubai. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.